We would like to thank you for receiving us today. The most expensive gift any citizen can get from his president is his time. And so we are grateful for the time you had for us here today. The second, as the minister indicated to you, when Maxwell passed away, you took a number of measures, some directly, others through some people, and we believe that you would have been given feedback as to what has gone on. We as a family who have felt it, who have received it, are here today to tell you exactly how we feel of what you've done for us and to thank you. Let me say that if we could put weight on words, today you would have needed a crane to lift our thank you, because we are very grateful. Let me go through the reasons why we wish to express this gratitude. We are all aware that when this incident happened, your government was just 5 months old. 5 months. If it was a baby, the government would still have been trying to, you know, acclimatize itself with the environment. But the people of the Njirogwazi didn't have the courtesy to give you that opportunity. So you were plunged into the problem. The whole country was sad. The military was angry. The family were angry and sad. However, through your intervention, through the Minister of Defense, the CDS, we saw that as a family, we were worried that if the military did anything leading to the loss of innocent lives, it would go against us. Fortunately, your intervention brought that under control. The nation was looking up to you to see what we're going to do, especially as this issue relates to one of your major policies of fighting gallancy. Indeed, the first thing you did for us as a family was to send the vice president to come and console us and to tell us that you are with us, you feel our pain, and that at the appropriate time, you will be coming yourself to console us. Indeed, when the time came, you paid a visit to the family, at the family house, and the entourage that followed you indicated to us as a family that this is a matter that you haven't taken lightly. And when you came, you made a number of pronouncements. The first of which, you said you were promoting then Captain Maxwell Mahama to the rank of Major based upon recommendations from the CDS and the fact that you have the power to do so, and indeed you promoted him posthumously to the rank of Major. As a family, we are grateful for this and we say thank you. The next thing you told us, that Maxwell should be given a full state burial. And I remember you did say, you may not be with us physically, but you will be with us in spirit and that you have made all the necessary measures and given the necessary directives for what you have said to be carried out to the letter. And indeed, that was what happened. The Gonjas have probably, let me say, peculiar way of performing funeral. Most people know a funeral is performed one day and that's it. Our funeral, we have the first 3 days, 7 days, and 12 days if your both parents are not alive. After the state burial, the Minister of Defense, the CDS, and the entire High Military Command supported us to go through this other aspect of the Gonja custom. And here, I would like to thank the Deputy Minister of Defense, who was with us through Bole to Tumu. We are grateful. The next thing you did say that day was that you were setting up an endowment fund to take care of Maxwell's widow and the children. And that day, on your own, you did donate 50,000 to start. As a family, we are grateful and we thank you personally for this. And we thank you for setting up the endowment fund. As we speak today, all the processes have taken place and the fund has been launched. The other two, which were a request from the family, was one, that we wanted a monument to be erected at the appropriate place in memory of Maxwell Mahama, and to serve as a reminder to all Ghanaians that never again should such a thing happen to any of its citizens. As we speak today, just last week, the Minister of Defense cut the sod for the commencement of work on the monument. We are grateful and we thank you very much for it. It is our hope that all those who are going to be involved in the construction of the monument will do so speedily, so that the aim for which is being constructed will be achieved. The last but not the least was the family's request that we wanted justice. And I remember on that day, you gave directives straight away that all those connected with the investigations should leave no stone unturned to make sure that the perpetrators are brought to book. As we speak today, the trial has begun, and we believe that the justice that we require will be met. We would like to take this opportunity to make a comment that if Maxwell's death will cause a review of some processes of our criminal system, we will appreciate it, because we thought that those who saw the videos of Maxwell's murder and the initial arrest made by the police gave the number above 50. However, the legal system the investigators followed and the processes leading to court left us with only 14 people. We may be sentimental here, but The law is the law. Our sentiments are also our sentiments. We would have wished that all those people should go before the judge and explain their presence at the scene. For those who urge the killers on, we see them as guilty as the killers. Unfortunately, the law doesn't work that way. And we think that probably it's time to look at it, because now technology has made certain things possible. And we believe that our criminal system should benefit from that. Let me add here that the people you asked to take care of us did their work so well that we would like to use this opportunity to thank them here. The Minister of Defense is here. The CDS and the entire Military High Command, they are here. We would like to thank them for what they've done for us. We, as a family, went around to thank a few people, but there's one person we would still like to mention his name here, the Central Regional Minister. He came with all the DCEs from the Central Region to console us and to apologize to us on behalf of his people. And I remember as a family, we did accept that apology, but we said we accept it, but we demand justice. Sitting down here, it's been 1 year. 1 year of your support, 1 year of the support of the government, 1 year of the support of the entire nation. We sit here as a family, not that we are relieved of Maxwell's death, but we are relieved. We are happy that the way and manner you handled it is what has pulled us through this 1 year. I would stop short of saying we were pampered. And I think that went a long way to keep us together as a family and to enable us sleep. That day when you addressed us, you did address the widow directly. And I believe that address went a long way to console her and to pull her through. You've done a lot, and we are happy that where we are now, Barbara, the widow, is not left in the cold. A few people have asked me personally, we hear Barbara has been ejected from the camp. Why? Is it true? Let me say it here. She was not ejected from the camp. She was rather given a more comfortable place to live with the family. So, on behalf of the family, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those present here, to thank the journalists who have been with us throughout and have kept their hand on the pulse of activities relating to Maxwell's death and thereafter. We would like to take the opportunity to thank the entire country for the support, because that time, all people of all walks of life were at the camp to console us and to mourn with us. We thank them. Back to you, Your Excellency. As I said, if thank you were weight, it would have been difficult for us to lift the thank you we want to give you today. We are happy to say a big thank you on behalf of the family, Maxwell's father, Maxwell's mother, Maxwell's widow, and the rest of the family, we say a big thank you, Mr. President, for all that you did for us. We are grateful. Thank you, elephantly.